The All-Star Parade of Bands. From New York's Birdland, the modern music mecca and jazz corner of the world, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Treasury Department, presents the All-Star Parade of Bands, featuring the nation's finest orchestras. And on the star podium for this series transcribed, it's modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. And the United States Savings Bond Division of the Treasury Department take pleasure in presenting the All-Star Parade of Bands and wish to remind you that there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And now, here is your conductor, ladies and gentlemen, for this bond concert, Mr. Stan Kenton.
Thank you very much, Fred Collins. How do you do, everybody? We're very anxious over this program. We want very much that it succeeds, because if it does succeed, the government will probably enjoy a few bond sales. If you like the music, you'll probably like to buy a phonograph record. And if you like the show in general, you'll say what a nice thing for NBC to do. And speaking of music, that seems to be the selling medium here at the moment. We'd like to play this thing out of New Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm called Young Blood. Gentlemen, the beat.
Thank you.
I thank you for the solos. Connie Condoli, Lee Konitz, and Richard Kamuka. Here is a mood that is rather simple in content, but very warm. A thing that has to do here with some piano sounds, some bass sounds by Bags. An important thing, a part of it, is Lee Konitz's alto saxophone on this thing that we do on Street of Dreams. This chap that we know as Frank Rossellino is quite a glib person and has a great vocabulary. To say that Frank can speak would be putting it mildly, because, Frank, would you say something in Italian for us?
Che si dice? Tutte cose bene sono stasera.
Thank you. Now, would you just say something in English?
How are you?
Fine, very good. Say something in this language that you use called bop.
Skidaloop blue.
Very clever. Frank speaking three or four ways, but at the moment, eliminate all the verbal sounds and let's make sounds with the trombone. All Here's right. The composition called Frank Speaking, Frank Rossellino. Thank you. Just a moment out from the music now for a word from the United States Treasury Department. You know, parents are the same everywhere. You want your youngsters to have the best of everything. It's only natural. So it's only natural that many of you give your youngsters United States savings bonds. Probably no gift is more rewarding than this gift with the future. Because when these savings bonds mature, your youngster will get a return of $4 for every three you invest. Extra money that he'll surely need for school or college later on. In the meantime, tell him what it means to have his name on a savings bond. Explain how he's Uncle Sam's partner, how his money helps to build planes, ships, radar equipment for our defense. Your youngster will feel mighty proud to do his part as a citizen and mighty grateful for those extra dollars when his savings bonds mature. So give your youngster, any youngster, a United States savings bond. It's one of the best of all gifts. A gift with a future. And now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, here is your conductor for our bond concert, Stan Kenton.
Thank you very much, Fred. We have at the moment a very talented guy that has chosen an unusual instrument to maintain his particular position and justify his part of the musical business. It's a bass trombone. He gets a wonderful sound, and as a solo instrument, it's rarely used. It's a great opportunity here to present George Roberts with his feeling for Stella by Starlight. George Roberts is taking his bow here, or his bows. I think that we'll just stay with the bottom portion of the orchestra, harmonically speaking, and bring the guy here to the front of the bandstand. He's now on his way here with his instrument, Bags. So this is a composition that was written for Bags. I should put it like this, Bags, I should say. This is Don Bagley's bass solo called Bags.
Thank you.
But I might as well let them know that you're called Bags, and so get over here, will you, please?
I thought you did very well.
Did you? Well, I'm certainly glad that you approve.
And thanks for stalling him while I was getting down here.
What'd you say? Thanks for stalling?
Thanks for stalling them while I was
getting
down.
Oh, I explained that you were coming from the back of the orchestra down to the front, and now that you're here, why, let's get down to this Bags.
Let's just wail.
Good.
Thank you.
Stan, have you ever been approached by a little man who says he can get you 5 to 10 on a sure thing?
Yeah, but you know something, it never happens, Fred.
This is so true, but just between the two of us, if you have $75, I know a man who can turn it into $134.68 and in less than 20 years. And that is a sure thing. What's more, he never fails. Your money is always safe, and your interest always guaranteed.
Who is this man, Fred?
Well, don't let this get around, Stan, but his name is Uncle Sam.
Yes.
And he performs this amazing feat through the improved Series E savings bonds. You've heard about them?
Oh, yes. These improved saving bonds now pay back $4 for every $3 you invest, right, Fred?
In less than 10 years.
Yeah. You can also hold your Series E saving bonds beyond maturity and even further with further interest.
Yes, you can. 3% interest compounded semi-annually for as long as 10 additional years.
Well, how's
that?
How
does that sound for a good investment, huh? Well, why wait any longer? Let your dollars go to work for you now, earning extra dollars for your future. You'll discover, as Stan has, that you'll feel more secure tomorrow if you buy United States savings bonds today.
You know something, Fred?
Yes, sir.
I feel it.
Thank you, and I hope that the people listening got our message, too.
Very good. I know that I don't know about how much this guy's saxophone cost. I suppose possibly, I'd say maybe $350. How close am I, Lee?
$350.
$350, is that what it costs, really?
Uh-huh.
I have a good sense of values regarding Alva saxophones, but actually the money that the horn costs doesn't compare with the pleasure that you bring those of us in jazz when you play it, and it doesn't compare with the money that you make from playing it.
Thank you.
Lee, we'd like very much if you would contribute this thing that also has tapped one of the new concepts of artistry and rhythm. Here is Lee Konitz's My Lady.
with Mr. Kenton at the 88 of the piano, extolling the virtues of artistry and rhythm, we come to the end of another all-star parade of bands. From Birdland, the modern music mecca and jazz corner of the world in New York City, you've been listening to the all-star parade of bands presented by the National Broadcasting Company and the United States Savings Bond Division of the Treasury Department, and transcribed in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. And remember, there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. For the nation's top orchestras, it's this all-star band parade, which in months to come will present Ray Anthony, George Shearing, Duke Ellington, and Les Brown. Join us again next week at the same time for the all-star parade of bands. And remember, invest in a bond today. Keep on buying them regularly. You insure your country, you insure yourself. And now for Stan Kenton and the orchestra, this is Fred Collins saying so long till next week on the all-star parade of bands.